Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno on Monday announced the focus of the grant will be on the city's South End neighborhood, which has been the target of urban renewal efforts for decades and was the subject of a 2008 federal study on concentrated poverty in America.
What people want in their neighborhoods, whether it's downtown or any of our 17 neighborhoods across the city of Springfield, quality of life. And number one, they want to be able to feel safe.
Although the bulk of the grant will go toward law enforcement, including training and personnel, there are also funds for such things as job training, health care, housing, and food assistance.
It's a holistic approach. So whether it is policing situations, housing situations, health situations, educational situations, we're all going to team together and work together.
Springfield Police will work in partnership on the initiative with the Massachusetts State Police and the Hampden County Sheriff's Department.
And it's all about partnership and teamwork, facilitation, networking, and making the community part of the solution, policing solution.
Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett said part of the plan is to adapt counterinsurgency crime-fighting techniques pioneered by the state police in Springfield's North End neighborhood to a small geographic area of the South End known as the Hollywood section.
What we found is small geographic areas, you can attack those, you know, and you can really make a significant change if you concentrate your effort in a small area, then hope that it blossoms out into the rest of the community. And generally, it does. Generally, there's impact on the rest of the community. Even though you're concentrating there, that blossoms out into the rest of the community.
The program called 3C Policing began in Springfield's North End neighborhood more than 3 years ago. It employs techniques similar to what the U.S. military uses against insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan to combat street crime. The program is credited with a dramatic reduction in the neighborhood's crime rate.
And as you know, in the North End, the social agencies and the citizens up there were a big component of making that C3 policing work up there.
Springfield received the funding from the Department of Justice's Byrne Criminal Justice Innovation Program. Officials said just 14 grants were awarded from that program nationwide this year. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, a former Springfield mayor, congratulated city officials for concentrating on combating street crime.
Rooting it out and addressing it in an integrated manner is where we want to be, and nothing in the lifetime of all of us that are standing here has done more to damage the reputation of urban living than street crime. The mayor and I talk about it all the time. Oftentimes it's unorganized, and it tends to prey upon the vulnerable. There's no question about that. But not to miss the point that in dealing with street crime, you have to be emphatic.
Springfield officials say the overall crime rate in the city has come down over the last few years, but shootings and stabbings concentrated in so-called hot spots give the impression Springfield is a dangerous place. Springfield police earlier this month reactivated a special street crimes unit to target gang members. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.